This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling the violent chaos at Kabul's airport gut-wrenching, but he is standing by America's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Biden spoke from the White House on Monday in his first in-person remarks since the Taliban over the weekend rolled over an Afghan military and government that American forces had spent two decades building. Despite it all, Biden said he stands squarely behind his decision to end the United States' longest war. He faulted leaders of the Afghan government and military for its swift collapse, saying he had warned President Ashraf Ghani to prepare to fight a civil war with the Taliban after American troops left. Attendees at the United Nations Security Council's emergency meeting on Monday in New York said the international community should provide humanitarian aid for the Afghan people during such a grim situation. When briefing the emergency session on the Afghanistan issue, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a united effort from the international community in offering the Afghan people humanitarian support in securing their basic human rights. Guterres said the U.S. presence or UN presence in Afghanistan will adapt to the security situation, but it will continue to deliver in support of the Afghan people in their hour of need. Meanwhile, news organizations are juggling safety concerns with the demands of a rapidly changing story on the ground in Afghanistan. The Taliban's swift takeover of the country has left some journalists and those who work with them worried about reprisals. The Committee to Protect Journalists is dealing with hundreds of requests from journalists within the country seeking help for them and their families. As CNN's Clarissa Ward says, the speed at which Kabul fell has taken many by surprise. This is VOA News. Haitian authorities have raised the death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck Haiti over the weekend to at least 1,419. The country's Civil Protection Agency also said Monday that the number of injured people has grown to more than 6,000. The earthquake destroyed thousands of homes, offices, churches, and other structures, and the devastation could soon worsen with the arrival of Tropical Depression Grace, predicted to bring strong winds, heavy rains, mudslides, and flash flooding. One area is already seeing light rain, but it could reach 15 inches in some areas. Heavier rains are already affecting Port-au-Prince, the capital. A young Chinese woman says that she was held for 8 days at a Chinese-run secret detention facility in Dubai, along with at least two Uyghurs. While so-called black sites are common in China, the account of 26-year-old Wu Wan is the only testimony known to experts that Beijing has set up in another country. Such a site would reflect how China is increasingly using its international clout to detain or bring back citizens it wants from overseas. The AP was unable to confirm or disapprove Wu's account independently. China's foreign ministry has denied her story. The U.S. government has opened a formal investigation into Tesla's autopilot, partially automated driving system, after a series of collisions with parked emergency vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced the action Monday in a posting on its website. The agency says it has identified 11 crashes since 2018 in which Tesla, on autopilot or traffic-aware cruise control, have hit vehicles with flashing light flares, an illuminated arrow board, or cones warning of hazards. The probe covers 765,000 vehicles from the year's 2014 through 2021 model years. Autopilot has frequently been misused by Tesla drivers who have been caught driving drunk or even riding in the back seat while a car rolled down a California highway. Rescuers recovered more bodies Monday from the severe flooding that devastated parts of Turkey's Black Sea coast last week, bringing the death toll to at least 77. Torrential rains battered the country's northwestern Black Sea provinces on August 11, causing floods that demolished homes and bridges, swept away cars, and blocked access to numerous roads. And the summer surge of highly infectious Delta variant of the coronavirus made for a disruptive start of the school year in many parts of the U.S. Monday, parents, schools, boards, and politicians clashed over whether students and teachers should be required to wear masks. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.